And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we started Florida, where a woman posted a Facebook comment critical of her mayor's support for Israel. And then she got an unexpected house call from police sent by the mayor's office to investigate her, quote, concerning speech. Raquel Pacheco, who's a veteran and repeat political candidate in Miami Beach, called Mayor Stephen Miner the guy who consistently calls for the death of all Palestinians after he touted the city as welcoming. Two officers showed up in an unmarked car to verify her Facebook account and warned her to refrain from posting things like that because it might incite someone to do something radical. Speaking of people uncomfortable with free speech, Joy Behar complained this week that protesting and voting aren't enough anymore when it comes to President Trump. Americans need to, quote, step up and do something about this guy. Though she was notably vague on what that something might be beyond calling Congress. In Nigeria, the Kaduna State government initially denied that 177 Christians were kidnapped from three churches during a recent worship service. They denied it, that is, until survivors, church officials, and community leaders confirmed that Fulani terrorists, armed with AK-47, stormed two churches and a Sunday school, marching worshipers into the wilderness. 11 victims escaped, leaving 166 still in captivity. Up in Canada, the Deputy Secretary of U.S. Health and Human Services expressed shock at what he called a strange new horror, referring to Canada's euthanasia program and what it's become, an organ harvesting operation. Canada leads the world in organ donation after euthanasia, with 136 of the 286 reported cases worldwide. President Trump didn't mince words recently following Supreme Court's oral arguments on transgender athletes in women's sports, saying justices sympathetic to allowing biological males competing against women should, quote, lose a lot of credibility. And you know what? He's right. The issue isn't complicated. Sports were created with biological distinctions. Germany, continuing its war on its own citizens' comfort, has forced Toyota and Lexus to remotely disable parking heaters in hundreds of thousands of vehicles. Owners woke up to find their car heaters shut off by the government because officials deemed it unnecessary running of the engine. Finally, some genuinely good news as we wrap up. After nearly a decade of legal warfare, New York has abandoned its crusade to force Christian churches to fund abortions through employee health plans. The Supreme Court's repeated interventions, including rulings last year, finally convinced the radically pro-abortion state to settle. And it took far too long for that to actually happen, but it is a significant victory for religious freedom. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org, and you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. That way you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.